every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's time for On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with the stars of our show. Two great gentlemen, football students of the game. Number 15, Vince Ferragamo from Super Bowl 14. Also with the Golden Bears, Nebraska Cornhuskers, the great Vince Ferragamo. Welcome, Vince, to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the introduction.
And Jackie Slater, number 78, the offensive lineman for 20 years, playing for the same team, the Energizer Bunny, Hall of Famer. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Been looking forward this week.
Been looking forward to getting back here, you and Vince, for a few weeks now.
Where you been, man? Jackie, you've been gone from the show.
I have. I really have. I went back to Canton. I went back there twice, and we're going to share it with our fans a little bit later. But, man, what a fantastic time I had. A lot in the communities, a lot of extra work in the communities that people are doing back there that people never even hear about. And I was so delighted to be a part of it. Had a great time.
Yeah, and he's also back there with his family, too, in Boston.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, that had to be a good surprise.
Absolutely. Four grandkids.
Kids are getting big, aren't they, Jay?
Kids are getting big, very active, and in their home setting, they're really, really unique, and their personalities start to shine.
Yeah. Spend time with your families. Get to church with all the crappy news we've had here recently. Yeah. This is a great time to get back into football. Don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Follow us on Instagram, on.point.live. Don't forget our great sponsors, HarmonyCheese.com. Did you take Harmony Cheese with you, Jackie, when you went back?
No, I didn't take it with me, but actually we went to a market looking for it, and they didn't have it there. And I told my son, I said, remember when you got this cheese when you were on our show? I said, you should go into this market, and you request that they get it sent to you so they can have it right here for you in Boston.
And, you know, Jackie, when Jody was been gone to visit my daughter with the twins
up
north.
Grandpa, the new grandpa.
I made a vegetarian burger for Kara and put that six pepper cheddar on it, Michael. It was she loved it.
Yes, she?
Oh, yeah, Harmony Cheese. Oh,
six pepper cheddar.
Harmony Cheese, that six pepper cheddar
it
on
worked.
A nice burger. What'd you serve for drinking? Did you have a little vino?
Diet Coke.
Oh. I would have gone with the Ferragamo.
Maybe a little bit of Caressa J.
Caressa J would have been good. Where do we get your wines, by the way, Vince?
Hey, VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Don't forget to go right online. You'll see all of our display of wines right there for you.
Grab a glass of wine. Get some HarmonyCheese.com. We'll be talking about that in the show. And settle back. We've got a lot to talk about. Last week's games, kind of like going through the second week of training camp. So we'll get you some scores when we come back. Stay with us. Don't forget, you can email us. CRNtalk.com is our website. Get the emails out to us here. We'll be right back. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
That's HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf subscribers has also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities that have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to $99. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Welcome back to On Point Live. Let me give you our email. You got any comments, get them into us. onpoint@crntalk.com. Again, onpoint@crntalk.com. What do we always say, guys, when we're talking about this? Stay on point. Am I right? onpoint@crntalk.com.
Exactly.
Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, let's get your thoughts here on week two in the NFL, starting here with the rematch of the Eagles-Chiefs games. Let's start with you, Jackie Slater.
Well, I mean, this football game was won at the line of scrimmage, and according to the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles and his quarterback, they did that intentionally by not throwing the football as much. I mean, they just pounded the front of the Kansas City Chiefs on both sides of the ball, and that's where they basically won the game. Now, the whole controversy that came up out of this game that's prompting perhaps the review of the rules on the tush push is the success that they had on fourth downs in short yardage situation of consistently converting. Well, to me, you can't say that they aren't good at it, and you can't say they're doing that much different than they did a year ago. Even though we looked at some video that showed clearly that both offensive guards were moving before the center snapped the ball. Now, Vince, relative to the tush push, mm-hmm. they should have. If they're not doing anything any different this year than they did a year ago. They might not have different personnel. Mekhi Becton, he was a big, tall, 300-plus-pound guy that was at the right guard, and that might have contributed to mm-hmm. some. But the reality of it all is the people who were looking at it last year, they should have been able to see the same movement this year. The exact same movement. And I'm a big advocate of the tush push, very big advocate.
Yes.
But Vince, also, I know that you got to play within the rules. These guys were clearly offsides. So what I want to know is, why didn't they see this offsides a year ago?
Well, let's go to the quarterback, Vince Ferragamo. Come on. Would you like to be pushed in there when you were in your iconic playing days, Vince?
We never had the tush push. We always had the quarterback sneak. So you had to sneak in there.
It's the same thing.
Jump over the pile with the ball, which happens in college football. It all happens sometimes in the pros. But as Jackie mentioned, a couple players advance prematurely before the snap of the ball. It's very difficult to see that, Mike, in live action, okay, because everybody's crowded down. I think the biggest movement has become when the defense is trying to figure out how do we stop this play, and they're bunching up like crazy down right next to the center, okay? They're getting bunched in. They're getting about eight people as close as they can get together. So it's really difficult
because
to see.
Because they want no movement.
Want any movement. So leverage is the big thing. Guys are trying to get first position, get below their opponent, and they can dig them out. So You know, it's I like the quarterback sneak, okay? I'm not a big fan of pushing them from behind, but that's become evident over the years because the back in the backfield is standing there motionless, and he thinks, let me help out, so let me push the quarterback forward. So that's how it started. But, you know, you have to give the Philadelphia Eagles credit, Jackie, because not only did they win with the tush push, they won no turnovers, okay?
Right.
And Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts in the offseason, they talked.
Mm-hmm.
They decided, what do we need to do to repeat, to move forward and continue to improve? Let's take care of the football.
Take care of the ball.
And they chomped on it. They got on it. And they believe in that thing. And so they're making a strong effort to take care of the football. I have a very strong running attack. They haven't thrown any touchdown passes, but
right.
they've rushed for them.
Right.
But they're 2-0.
They're
okay,
winning.
What does that say? They're winning on the ground.
In a passing league, a passing football league.
Running the football.
They are running the football, which means they're beating people up at the line of scrimmage, Vince.
But it
That's
opens
exactly
up,
what's happening.
But see, people don't understand, Jackie. It opens up the passing game.
When sure
you can
it does.
Run the ball effectively. And Vic Fangio, don't forget, you win championships with defense.
He's
their
done
defense
a great
is
job.
Playing lights
oh,
out.
A, they're okay. playing lights out.
They
but play. They're not putting in a lot of bad situations. That defense comes in, it gets to play three downs and out, and usually in very yeah. good field position. But what I want to think about, what I want to talk about is this. Jalen Ramsey, in my opinion.
Jalen Hurts,
in my opinion, is got to be one of the smartest people that's playing in the National Football League. This guy systematically puts himself in a position. Everything he does seems to be thought out.
Smooth,
no
comfortable,
sporadic,
no mistakes,
no,
Jackie.
And he's not sporadic at all. Everything, he's like he said, if I get in this situation, I'm always going to do this. Well, if I get in this situation, I'm always going to do that.
Yeah, there's always a counter punch. But let me tell you something. Let's look at the other side of the ball, Jackie, the Chiefs. They're 0-2. My big thing is, you know, Patrick Mahomes is running for his life quite a bit. They have virtually no running attack. They're both their wide receivers, Worthy and Rice, are both hurt. They've
hurt.
Been out. I mean, Chase and Kelsey ran into Worthy last week in the first game. He's out of touch.
He was okay. a little. Didn't you think he was a little deep on that route?
Well, maybe he
on
was.
The one that
it was
he
a
ran
crossing
the,
route.
The one that he had collided.
Yeah,
with
you need to avoid the primary receiver. He wasn't the primary receiver. Rice Worthy was in that case, but he's dropped a couple game winners, Jackie. And in 2 weeks now, I don't know where his mindset is. If he's thinking about maybe Taylor Swift or
come on.
Is he thinking what's he thinking, Michael? Because the
I'll
one pass last in this
wait
week against the against,
I'll tell you what.
Against the Eagles, it was intercepted by Mukuba,
yeah.
and he returned the ball almost for
well,
a touchdown. Jason,
he has said that he's not going out like that. He said that a year ago. So
well, let's get
I'm gonna
with
give,
it.
I'm going to give him the benefit of doubt.
They're 0-2. When's he going to get with
Word
it?
Word has it.
Let's give
Travis
him the benefit of doubt that
was
he's focusing
thinking,
on football.
Travis
Maybe.
Was thinking of a beautiful, well-shaped, well-placed steak
That's
on
right.
his new restaurant plate with Patrick Mahomes. They're opening it up. They've opened it up
oh,
here this
right.
Wednesday called 1587.
That's
I don't know what those
name.
Numbers mean.
That's their numbers. That's their numbers.
Oh, how do you like
and
that?
And it does have a nice ring to it. 1587. Hey, we're going to 1587.
In Kansas City, it's going to be popular.
Yeah, it's
they got
be
Wagyu
very
steak. They got all sorts of good cuts in there, tomahawk chops. So they're opening this up, and I hear this is going to be the place to go. Gentlemen, I think we should go there.
We got to find a way.
We'll bring some Caressa J, Jackie.
We
got to
find a way to get there. We got to find a way to get there.
That's right.
All right, let's look at the Lions and the Bears. Lions 52, Bears 21. Who would have thought to pick the Bears in this game? Oh, wait a second, I did.
Well, I did too, Michael. And I was like, what's going on?
What is
52
happening?
Point. Well, it shocked me a little bit, but I tell you what, I'm not a disbeliever in Jared Goff because Jared Goff in 5 starts, Jackie, their team has scored over 50 points. So he's tied with, Peyton Manning for the most points. And then I think there's a couple other players in the history of the NFL that have scored more than 50 points. But they can put up big numbers.
Yeah.
And they certainly did it against the Bears.
And they lost their offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson is now the head coach of the Chicago Bears.
That's right.
And it's not as if they've changed a whole lot of the pieces there. This is what makes me go back to that conversation about who actually won the Jared Goff Matthew Stafford trade. Who won that situation? Well, a lot of people, and me included,
teams.
Wanted to say initially, well, the Rams won that. Well, they obviously won a Super Bowl. They've got a guy that gives them hope for winning another Super Bowl. He's consistent. He's a leader of men. And then you see the emergence of this young Jared Goff, who's consistently scoring touchdowns, putting points on the board like no other in the National Football League now. And he's doing it without the offensive coordinator that he had his most amount of success under, which is Ben Johnson, who is now at the Bears. So it says a lot about Jared Goff. It says a lot about the people who drafted him first overall, who also traded for him in Detroit now. So they felt like the value of Jared Goff was a whole lot more than Matthew Stafford. Let me have Jared Goff. And we're seeing now why they made that decision. The guys knew, they knew this guy.
And you said,
wait a second. Wait a second, Jackie. Ben Johnson, the coach, is now on the Bears, and they couldn't beat his past team, the Detroit Lions, knowing all the tricks of the trade of Jared Goff. This makes Goff look even better.
Well, Amon St. Brown, said that they wanted to put on a show. And they certainly did against their former coach.
Yes.
So I think, Ben Johnson is reeling right now. But that was a great performance. I mean, they went lights out. They did it in every way through 5 touchdown passes, scored a lot of points. They're back in the winning column.
Yes.
They're 1-1.
GrabYourHarmonyCheese.com. Go order up some cheese now. Our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, right out of the Midwest. Great cheese, delicious. And email us. Tell us what you think of it. OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. Check out our YouTube video, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Put a like down there on the YouTube channel. On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We'll be right back. It's On Point Live, just for you. CRNTalk.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Michael Horn, along with the Energizer Bunny, as we like to call Jackie Slater, and the iconic quarterback Vince Ferragamo. It's On Point Live. We're looking at last week's games here, week two, which is, it's kind of an interesting look here. Let's take a look at the Rams games there, the Rams-Titans games. We'll start with you, Vince.
Well, you know, the Rams, we expected them to win. They went on the road. Sean McVay came up limping, I think, running up and down the sideline, which he normally likes to do with plantar fasciitis. Or you think a plantar fascia injury.
He said it came out of his own lips that he tore his plantar fascia. Oh, and I think I know exactly when he did it, Vince, because I saw this blue jacket just blurring down the sideline to call timeout. And it was Sean McVay. He ran from about the 50-yard line all the way down to the goal line to get the referee's attention. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you're a little bit too old to be sprinting like that cold turkey without having warmed up. Your plantar fascia is brittle now. You can't.
I don't think you
that.
Need to sprint that fast.
No,
I think
he didn't need to do it.
He was because the Rams were in pretty much control of this game from start to finish, I'm telling you now.
He's going
to
think twice before he does that again.
Well, we saw a few things happen, Mike. I think the number one thing that has become evident with the Rams is their defensive pass rush. I mean,
Vince, their defense, their pass rush.
What do you call it?
Reminiscent. It's making me reminiscent.
There you go.
The fearsome foursome.
Okay, so we got to name.
How about
name these
how
guys?
How about
something.
Fearsome foursome?
Two.
Oh, two. Not two, but O2. Fearsome, foursome, O2.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. It has a ring to it.
2.0. It's a computer.
2.0 is even better.
Fearsome, foursome, 2.0.
2.0 is even better. I like
Thank
that,
you.
Michael.
Right.
Fearsome, foursome, 2.0. You know the reason why I like that, Vince? Is because number
Do you
one.
You like the players over there.
Because number one, Deacon Jones, Lamar Lundy, Roger Brown, Rosie Greer.
Right.
Nobody did it any better during that time. Nobody. That includes the Purple People.
Did you say
Minnesota.
Merlin Olsen?
That
You said Merlin Olsen, didn't you?
No, yeah, I said Merlin Olsen. That includes the Purple People Eaters. That includes Doomsday Defense in Dallas. That includes the New York Sack Exchange.
Still Curtin Defense?
Nobody dominated.
Still Curtin Defense?
Nobody dominated the line of scrimmage.
You
the
played
way,
against them.
Well, the way the Fearsome Foursome did. And it's an honor to be even compared to them.
That's
so
exactly
I call
right.
them, I'm going to call them personally Rams
2.0.
And I think it honors the old guys and what they did, and it shares a lot of compliments to these young guys. Yeah, 2.0. They're doing it again at the Rams. I like that.
And they allowed
other options for catching the football, too. Puka Nacua is looking pretty good again this year.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yeah. I was just talking about Puka Nacua this past week. I'm falling in love with this guy, man.
Oh, yeah. Not only can he catch the ball, he can run the football, Jackie, on the
Cooper
sweep.
Cooper Kupp ran the
on the
same
jet
play.
Sweep.
Cooper Kupp ran
for
the same play.
For their first touchdown.
Remember when Cooper Kupp ran the same play?
Yeah, he ran the jet sweep.
But this guy is bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, and he's much younger. He's making us all forget – and to forget our emotions that we had when the Rams traded Cooper Kupp.
Well,
we see why they did it.
Not totally, but yes, he is a good
player. We see why they did it now, watching this guy. He brings the juice too, Vince.
He does.
He brings the juice, man.
He has a knack of getting open, Jackie. That's what you want in a receiver. But again, we talk about chemistry between quarterbacks and receivers. That's what they're trying to develop. And Michael, as you mentioned, you said, well, maybe this is another preseason game for the Rams because they haven't had a great opportunity to work with these receivers one-on-one, especially Devontae Adams. And Jackie and I were noticing one drive late in the game when they were in the red zone, they were trying to throw three times to Devontae Adams.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Jackie, you're upset by this.
What just came out of your mouth, the words that just came out of Vince Ferragamo's mouth, was that they were trying.
Yes.
They weren't trying. They were on the 3-yard line, and they deliberately threw the ball at Devontae Adams, three consecutive plays.
They're exploring the playbook, Jackie.
I disagree.
Sean McVay is a person that analyzes the plays mentally through a playbook synchrony of plays, Jackie.
Ooh, I like that.
He needs to come up with plays and designs and develop this chemistry, which they haven't had a lot of time to work with. Now, certainly, if this game is on the line, if it's a really tough game, this was the Tennessee Titans. I think they had this pretty much in control. They probably would have went to the running game a little bit more in those areas because in the 20-yard line, you're limited in space. So you want to be able to consistently be able to have a thrust at running the football, opens up the pass. So I don't disagree with the calls.
Okay, you don't disagree with the calls, but this is where I have my problem. if you're 3 yards out from scoring a touchdown, what the heck difference does it make about what how sophisticated your passing attack is? From my personal experiences, when you get 3 yards outside of scoring a touchdown, you don't get up there and try to get too fancy flinging the football all over. You go for the meat and potato.
Normally you would, but they're trying to develop that chemistry.
You just gave a back a ton of money. You just gave
I know you did.
You're paying an offensive line as well as any.
It takes a team to win.
You're paying an offensive line as well as any in the National Football League. This is the time when you say to me, as a big guy that's making a lot of money, I trust you to knock guys off the ball and give us that yardage we need so you can score a touchdown and we can win the game like that.
Well, they got to find different ways to win the game.
This is starting to rear his head. Now, I hadn't seen this out of McVay. I love McVay, but I haven't seen this out of him. And it's been 6-7 years now. Because at one point in time, it seemed like McVay and everybody else who were calling the plays in the NFL, as soon as they got inside the 20-yard line, they start throwing the ball all over the place, throwing the ball all over the place. To me, when you get inside, to me, when you get inside, all right, okay.
You got to go for a third one or not. Let me tell you, listen to what Vince said, Jackie. It is like the second week of the season. We haven't really had a preseason. They're working some things out. They're looking to see what's happening.
You're trying to win games.
This is not a preseason game.
Not only are we trying to win games, but we're trying to build our men internally, mentally, to know that if we need to put the hat on them, five guys up front, let them wear the hat. Let the whole team watch these five guys dominate the line of scrimmage, and we can win football games the hard way, too. He's doing all this pretty passing stuff all the way between the 20s, all up and down the field, doing everything he wants.
All right.
Why not get down there and let us do our thing? Let us get physical.
That's talking like a true lineman. Okay,
let me tell you something.
Michael, do you really think quarterbacks are all the same? Do you really think a rookie quarterback was going to beat that Ram defense? No way. Now, he did get lucky. He saved a lot of time sprinting out, rolling around, running all over the field, and then threw the ball across his body for the touchdown. Yeah, that was a great play. It was a good play. But, you know, that was a lucky play. So, I mean, things like that do happen. But, I mean, I think the Rams, from start to finish, even Matthew Stafford throwing an interception, they were pretty much in control.
So you're telling me that 5 weeks from now,
okay,
5 weeks from now,
after we've gotten the Rams training camp,
if the Rams are first and 10, 3 yards away from scoring, you want them figuring out a clever way to get the football to Puka Nacua or Devontae Adams instead of giving it to Kyron Williams.
But let me tell you something.
I'm telling you, next week when they play the Eagles, when they play the Eagles next week, they better have a pass play to Devontae Adams if they want a chance to win this game.
I don't care who it is. How big they are. If you first and 10 on the 3 yard line going in to score, trust the big people that you've hired to knock these guys off the ball on some running play.
More
people are going to feel better about that than the quarterback throwing it to some wide receiver.
Jackie, if we're running behind you, I would say yes. If I'm running against up behind that defensive line that the Eagles have next week, I might think, you know, I'm going to trick these guys up a little bit. I think I speak
for most offensive linemen, not only that played in L.A., but in this country. If you got 3 yards to go to get a touchdown and you got first down, Vince.
Sean McVay is
run the football
ahead of time. Jackie.
Run the football. No, I don't want to hear that.
He's thinking down the road. He's thinking a second and third.
He's reverting. Sean McVay just reverted back to what he was doing 9 years ago. And, you know, he's grown from that. I'll have to give it to him. He's grown from that. But 9 years ago, he and everybody else that were calling plays in the NFL, they got down there and they wanted to get pretty and show how cute they could be with the passing game.
All right, so as long as the only injury is that Sean McVay were in good shape. And Jackie, next time, don't hold back. Tell us what you really think. Let's get to another game. Cowboys playing the Giants.
This was a great game.
Cowboys 40, Giants 37 in overtime. Vince, what to you?
Jackie, okay, this is a game that Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards. You thought they were in control of this game, especially the long bomb at the end of the game. But guess who comes out of the off the sideline to kick the ball? Okay, Brandon Aubrey. Okay, he's the first play in the NFL history, Jackie, to convert a game-tying field goal. It was not only an easy field goal, it was a 64-yard field goal in regulation and comes back in overtime to win the game at the last second of the game to kick the game-winning field goal. First
no
player.
Time remaining.
This kid, this kid was at home. For a lot of you guys at home watching, even soccer players or whatever, his wife says, watching the game, they're looking at the game together, and he says, that guy just missed a kick. Brandon, you could kick that ball through there. He said, yeah. So he goes to the USFL. He gets on the team, makes the team. The Cowboys pick him up. He's one of the best kickers in football.
One of the best in all of pro football.
There you go. A little history lesson. A history lesson from
his let's wife. Get some more people
from
out.
Vince Ferragamo. I'm telling you. How about the Ravens and the Browns? Oh. That was a Ravens 41, Browns 17. Jackie Slater, what do you think there?
Well, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I had a feeling that Lamar and company were going to come out and try to clean up a lot of the things that happened to them early in the season, late in the preseason, and get those things, try to get those things behind them. And, Lamar Jackson, what do you say, man? This guy is a classic classic read and run quarterback, read, run, and throw quarterback. I remember I was telling you, Vince, I was coaching at Azusa Pacific University, and we had one of our quarterbacks ran for over 1,000 yards and everything. And the guys all asked me, Jackie, do you think we'll ever see a running quarterback in the National Football League? I said, no way. Nobody, they're going to put quarterbacks in that position. But, hey.
Nobody like him, Jackie.
There's nobody like this guy. He's not going to
take it. What did I always tell you? They are one of the toughest offenses to stop in football.
And it's primarily because of him. We'll go a month of Sundays before we see Lamar Jackson.
And because of Todd, too, their offensive coordinator.
Take a hit of any consequence.
You're in tune with On Point Live, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. Email them, onpoint@crntalk.com. Get your questions in, onpoint@crntalk.com. On Point Live continues right after this.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back with On Point Live, Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, kind of going through last week's week number two here in the NFL. Before we do, let's take a look at that score, if we can, of the Green Bay game. Green Bay 27, Washington Commanders 18. Some Harmony cheese was eaten there, gentlemen, for the Green Bay Packers. And start with you, Vince. What cheese do you think they were chewing on with while that game was
Parmesan,
going on?
The Parmesan cheese, for sure.
Parmesan cheese is good.
I like the Packers. Micah Parsons really made a big difference in this team. Oh, yeah. And Jordan Love, as I said, is probably one of the most comfortable quarterbacks at the helm this year that I've noticed. So watch out for this team. They're sky's the limit.
Well, this is what surprises me. You know, Jerry Jones, and I have the utmost amount of respect for him and how he's come in and just dealt with a variety of situations at the Dallas Cowboys. But Jerry Jones here now, he has allowed arguably one of the most versatile and dynamic pass rushers in the history of the National Football League to be shipped off, you know, for a couple of first-round picks. Yeah. I don't know if you watched how closely you watched that game, Vince, this past week, but I have never in the last 40 years seen a circle put around a person showing the different places that he lined up to rush the quarterback in 30 or 40 years. I've never seen that before.
Yep. He's all over the field.
He's all over the field.
Yes.
The guy is making an impact. So what he's doing, Jackie,
he's affecting the offense because they're zeroing in on him and they're neglecting other players who are making plays.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
When you have a dominant player like that, it really affects
And the way it affects, first of all, that center is going to always turn that protection to him.
Right.
So if he's sitting there over that right guard, he's going to go to the right guard, which means you're leaving the backside. They better be really good.
They're coming.
Not only should they be very good, because that back can hit on the backside while those two linemen are occupied, and that back has got to get up in there and take on whoever that rush is there. So this Parsons kid is showing his value to the Dallas Cowboys. He's already done it to them, but he's showing his value in that the National Football League, the people who are broadcasting these games, Vince, they are putting something, they're putting a scope, a telescopic marker on him everywhere he lines up to show the fans just how valuable he is.
Well, Harmony Cheese is happy too, Jim.
Well, yes.
Because I'm telling you, they're in Green Bay, Michael, and you know what? Matt LaFleur has done a great job. Josh Jacobs is running the heck out of the football. They have a great balanced offense. They have great defense, great special teams. This is a team that's headed for the playoffs.
And can I tell you guys something you may not know? You know, he got two draft picks, and you may say that wasn't enough. What you don't know is he got a truckload of Harmony cheese, and we asked Jerry Jones for a comment, and he said this. Jerry.
We didn't know Jerry got a truckload of Harmony cheese.
All right, okay, let's get into the next game. Falcons 22, Vikings 6. Somebody needs to eat some cheese in this game.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it should be the Vikings.
A decisive victory for Atlanta, and I wasn't that big on them, but Penix is doing a great job. I mean, they got the ball to Bucky Irving, I believe. That's right, isn't it, Corey? Bucky Irving, they're running back. He had over 121 total yards, 6 for 6, 6 targets, 6 catches for 50 yards receiving, and then 71 yards rushing the football. He was dynamic. I mean, this team played well. And, of course, Minnesota now with O'Connell, with his quarterback situation, with J.J. McCarthy. I'm not a big fan of J.J. McCarthy. I think there's a couple things. Well, first of all, I know why the coaches like him, and I know why, the coach and, you know, the staff.
Tell me why the coaches like him.
Okay, his predisposition and his mental toughness, Jackie.
Okay.
He does show signs of strength there.
Okay.
And, you know, but he's not big and strong, and his size is a limitation.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be the fault of J.J. McCarthy. It just, and they had Sam Darnold.
Well,
and Jack, you want to talk about that because
First of all, some of that that you just said, I just can't believe it came out of your mouth.
Why?
First of all, you're going to tell me that J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy has everything that they were looking for in a quarterback.
Well, from the mental side.
From the mental side, the way he projects.
Right.
In other words, he could call the play loud enough for everybody
in
the huddle.
His fights keep going, but there's limitations.
Well, this is what I know, Vince. This is what I know. I don't know. I think I played with 21 different starting quarterbacks, you included. in the starting lineup over the 2 years that I played. And the most important thing for me and the organization and my teammates at that particular time was to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to win the game.
As Herm Edwards would say,
the goal is to try to win the game. So that was the goal. Now, a year ago, we watched Sam Darnold, who, by the way, had proven that he was a top-tier talent because he was the third overall pick by the New York Jets.
Right.
The third overall pick by the New York Jets. McCarthy was the 10th overall pick by the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, that's how important coaching is to you, Jackie, okay, because when he went to Minnesota, he turned out to be the best quarterback
Vince, you're absolutely right. But this is what I'm trying to get you to see, Vince. The goal is to win the game.
Right.
The man, Sam Darnold, won a lot of games. More importantly, and I shouldn't say that, but almost as much importance is having two $30-plus million wide receivers happy and dancing and jumping around and singing and doing the this.
You read my mind.
As opposed to standing on the sideline looking like they just ate sour grapes.
He read my mind because it is the chemistry.
This guy, Sam Darnold,
between quarterback and receivers.
Sam Darnold.
And they have a comfort zone that they trust one another.
Sam Darnold.
They developed it last year.
Sam Darnold and those receivers, those big-name, big-time receivers on the Minnesota Vikings,
Justin Jefferson
should have proved to that organization from the bottom of his leadership to the top of his leadership that this is what we've been looking for. This is what we want to have, and this is what it's going to take. And then to throw that away because the guy fell up on a couple of rough times down at the end of the season? Now, the other thing is this.
Have they lost both their games? The Minnesota Vikings? Are they 0-2?
What's that got to do with anything?
They're not winning. If they had Sam Darnold, they'd probably be 2-0.
They're not playing well.
I know it.
They're not playing well. That's the reason why we're talking about them.
They're 1-1.
That's the reason why we're talking about them.
They should
have won the game that they won.
I know. They beat the Bears week one.
They should have lost to the Bears that game.
So what I'm saying to you is I don't know where the Eagles got involved. Mm. I don't know who made the decision. But there is no way that if I was on that team in my 12th or 13th year trying to win a Super Bowl, when I know what's the big name wide receiver's name jumping around over there all the time?
Justin Jefferson?
I got Justin Jefferson sitting over there. I got the other boys.
Addison over there. I got
those guys over there. Now, all of a sudden, you look at them, they're sitting on all of the personalities is gone. All of the very best that they had to offer, the very best that they showed was happening with Aaron Donald. I'm paying these guys $30 million a year. Don't I want to get the best out of them?
Yeah, you sure do.
Don't I want to roll the dice another year and keep the guy in-house with him? Why would you let him leave?
Okay, here's another guy they let leave. Michael, we're talking about the Colts.
I don't understand.
Right, let's move on to the Colts.
Let's move to the Colts. A surprise 29-28 win over the Broncos. Daniel Jones, a comeback, looked good, threw for 316 yards. Vince, to you. Vince Ferragamo.
Okay, do you know that the Indianapolis Colts are the first team in history to score on their first 10 possessions of the season?
Unbelievable.
They've scored every time they've had the ball.
And who's their quarterback?
Daniel Jones. He was in the O'Connell staff in the quarterback room in Minnesota last year with Sam Darnold.
With Sam Darnold.
With Carson Wentz and the rest of those guys.
Okay.
Sam Howell. All right. Now he's traded to the Colts, and he's looking the best he's ever looked. So maybe, as you mentioned, O'Connell has a chemistry.
He is a quarterback whisperer. Did I not tell you?
You said that.
I told you.
And he's making a difference at these quarterbacks.
Vince, I shared with you that a number of years ago, a local guy here in Southern California who represents numerous offensive linemen, and he represents numerous quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I was one of the people that he hired to come and mentor and teach and coach some of his offensive linemen. And many of those guys are still playing. Some of those guys, as I've watched over the years, they've made a whole lot of money, Vince. While I was doing that for him in the offensive line, Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, was doing the same thing for their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I remember most notably the year that Carson Wentz and Jared Goff were in the same draft, drafted 1 and 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a picture in my house of me, those two quarterbacks, and the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. We were all out down there.
Sam Darnold.
So
yeah, they're all
if you know that about this guy after he'd been on Sean McVay's staff for a couple of years as offensive coordinator.
Well, he's got Shane Steichen too, Jackie.
And you hire what?
He's got Shane Steichen with the Colts, who's an offensive-minded coach.
Right. Okay. But if you hire him to come and coach your football team, why don't you trust that whatever whatever issues Darnold had at the end of the season, why don't you trust that he can work them out?
Well, Michael, when you look at quarterbacks, and some people try to reason why he looks so good, look at the coaching staff and the way the coach and the quarterback relate to one another, and that's the secret.
Agreed. Let's move along. We got some more games here. We got Cardinals 27, Panthers 22.
Well, Cardinals, I thought they were going to take care of the Panthers anyway. They look good. But Connor's a great running back, and they're running the football, playing good defense.
Yeah, Bengals 31, Jaguars 27, and we got an injury there with
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he hurt his turf toe, Jackie. Yeah. But he needs to get that turf toe cut.
Yes, you know what? The last person that I recommended this turf toe piece, toe piece to.
Your son.
Was my son, Matthew. Had a terrible turf toe.
Right.
And I said, Matthew, I'm just going to feel a little uncomfortable when you first put it on, but I guarantee you, you'll continue to be able to play. And it was an apparatus that they measure your foot and all that, and then they made this rigid, this thing that would go underneath that toe that was torn with those sesamoid bones underneath the bottom, and it would support you when you had to put pressure on the ball of your foot. And what happened to Joe Burrow with his foot? It happened to me at least three times.
You know that was a shame the way that happened, Jackie.
And I never missed a game with it.
He got crunched and then toppled with two other players, Mike. That should have been roughing at some point because that was an injury waiting to happen.
Some bad calls.
But as soon as we get off this podcast, I'm gonna email Jamie Burrow, his dad, who I played ball with in college, and tell him about the plastic toe piece that Jackie Slater has for him. And I think they'll get him back in the lineup. He won't have to wait 12 weeks to come back.
As soon as some of the inflammation subsides, he'll be functional.
Seahawks,
you're
going to
have some pain.
Seahawks
31, Steelers 17. Vince.
That's a surprise. I thought the Steelers were going to play better that game. But,
I did too.
Hey, you know, Sam Darnold, they're turning it loose up there.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting after people.
Jackie.
It's Sam Darnold. It's Sam Darnold again. And the play callers and the defensive coordinator is a pretty good defensive coordinator. Yeah. And their assistant head coach is one of the sharp guys that's ever been in football for the last 15 or 20 years. So that team has been very well coached. They got a good young quarterback. And so nothing they do from this point on.
Hey, the NFC West is stacked. 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 1-1.
Yeah. 1 minute warning, 49ers 26, Saints 21. What'd you think, Jackie?
Well, the San Francisco 49ers, you know.
Without Purdy, they still win.
Yeah, they won without Purdy. And you know, the head coach has been his proof. Kyle Shanahan has proven time and time again that he could win with whatever is available. They let Deebo Samuel leave out of theirs, and so his dynamic is no longer there. And it's just meat and potato football, dialing up good plays, playing good rugged defense. He's got his defensive coordinator back. They're going to be very difficult to score on because that coach knows how to put them in good position to be successful. I think the 49ers are going to be right there in the thick of things, Vince, as this season comes to an end.
And Vince, Jackie's Suns, Patriots 33, Dolphins 27, 10 seconds.
Yeah, Dolphins are having a hard time. The Patriots finally pulled one out.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with a wrap-up here for you. It's On Point Live. Get us on our website, onpointlive.net, onpointlive.net.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, Speedy Picks of the Week with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Start with Vince, Indianapolis Colts at Tennessee Titans this week.
Daniel Jones and the Colts.
I agree with Vince.
I'm with you.
With the Colts.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. Jackie.
Go ahead, Jackie.
I'm going to go with the Steelers this week.
Me too. I'm
also there. New York Jets at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Vince.
Baker Mayfield, the Bucs.
I'm going with Baker Mayfield as well.
I'm with you guys. Las Vegas Raiders at the Washington Commanders.
Well,
what
Jaden
do you think?
Daniels. If Jaden Daniels is healthy and playing, I'm with the Commanders.
Same here. I'm going. If he's healthy, they'll beat the Raiders.
If he's not, I'm going Raiders. Okay, Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. Jackie.
I'm going Rams, Los Angeles Rams.
I'm going with the Tush Push. I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going Rams. Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers. Vince.
Falcons.
I'm with you.
Falcons.
Cincinnati Bengals at the Minnesota Vikings. Jackie.
I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals and their backup quarterback.
Yeah, Browning. I like Browning. I'll take the Bengals.
I'm with you guys. Houston Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars. Vince.
Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
I'm there.
I'm going with C.J. Stroud in the Houston Texans.
All right, big game Green Bay Packers at the Cleveland Browns. Jackie.
I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. I love that quarterback right now.
I had to hear was Packers. I'm with the Packers.
I'm with you guys. Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Vince.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Broncos. Bo Nix.
You know, it's hard for me to go against the Broncos at this point in time with Bo Nix emerging and Sean Payton, but I'm going to have to go with the Chargers.
I'm with you. New Orleans Saints at Seattle Seahawks. Vince.
Seattle at home.
Yep.
I agree. Seattle.
Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Jackie.
San Francisco 49ers, even though I hate them with a passion.
49ers.
I'm with you. Dallas Cowboys at the Chicago Bears. Vince.
Cowboys are playing too good right now. They should be 2-0.
Yeah.
I'm going with them.
I agree with Vince.
You.
Dallas is going to bump them.
Kansas City at the New York Giants.
Kansas City Chiefs. It's about time.
Andy Reid never loses 3-0.
I'm
not
gonna
I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm with you and Detroit Lions at the Baltimore Ravens Monday night. I'm with the Ravens.
Ravens.
Baltimore. Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Russell Wilson is the leading passer, man.
Can you believe that
right now? And guess who's backing him up? Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Two guys traded away. A new team.
A testament to Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer.
That's it.
All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, by the way, log on to our website because we need to hear from you at all times. We got to remind you, go to our website, onpoint.live on Instagram, the website onpointlive.net. Check out our sponsor, Harmony Cheese, harmonycheese.com. And remember what we always say here on the show. What do we say, gentlemen?
What do we say, Jackie?
Stay on point.